Hey guys, so today we are talking about YouTube and I thought it'd be great to just share my story on how we have made six figures or close to 200,000 in cash collected online, and YouTube has a big part to play, and we only have 953 subscribers as of today. I also want to share that it was God who led me here. So I want to give you a backdrop of the story a little bit. If you are someone who has expertise, you have knowledge that you want to use to really increase your income, increase your impact, you do not have to have a huge following for that to be your reality. And I thought that that would encourage someone today, so I'm going to share it. So if you love what you hear, love what you see, join me and subscribe.
Hey friends, if you want to stand out and grow a highly successful online business using your God-given gifts and expertise, you are in the right place. Tired of constantly posting on social media with little or no financial return? That's not God's plan for you. His word teaches how to simplify and streamline so you can have the abundant life that you were called to. Hey there, I'm Bukie Okoha, Kingdom Business Coach and online marketing and sales strategist who has used biblical principles to create multiple six figures and a business that I absolutely love using my gifts and talents. Interested in doing that too? Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink as you learn how to create your abundant life and business on purpose, for purpose, with God's word at the center. Let's get to it.
So I am Bukie Okoha and I really focus my efforts on helping kingdom women to get clients online using social media, but also embracing biblical principles of wealth creation so that you can create at least $5,000 to $10,000 a month consistently. And that's what I've been doing for the last few years. Now, my journey on this platform began in 2019 when I had no clue about the online space, really. I wasn't online. I had an offline business. The thing I would do online were like other nothing to do social media. I was not really on there to kind of socialize. I want to give you a bit of a backdrop so you understand where I'm coming from. So coming from a place where, let's say 2018, I'm that girl kind of scrolling online and being like, there's so much trash online. There's so much filth online. There's so much immorality online. And I'm there like criticizing people. That's me. like 2018 prior, before that, right? And I'm not someone who genuinely loves to be in front of the camera, who actually at that time would ever find myself really, you know, coming in front of an audience like this. That was just not my jam, right? And so I was coming in a place though that I had built a successful business and it had crashed. And so we had now lost lots of money. We're swimming in debt. And at that time where God spoke to me, I was dabbling in things online. So I was trying out different things. I was trying out drop shipping. I was trying out print on demand. I actually started an agency, a social media agency, because I'd learned all these skills, right? I was in the real estate business before that. And I learned how to kind of find investors, find sellers online and put the two together and make some money from it. But I didn't really enjoy it. Okay. I didn't enjoy all of that stuff. So I got to a place where I was like, this is like, okay, God, what's going on? And let me just give you a bit of a backdrop again, because that was like around 2018 after I'd done all these things. I was kind of like in this kind of no man's land. I had my child in 2017, 2018. I just had this no man's land place. I don't even know how we survived, really. But anyway, it was this place of no man land shit, whatever you can call it that. But actually what happened prior to that, before we had built our first business, I said, me and my husband, God spoke to me very clearly, very specifically, to leave my 9-to-5 job. And without going into too much detail on this particular video, I wasn't sure at the time when I heard the voice. I remember being at church, hearing the voice, and I was like, Lord, could this really be you? You need to confirm it to me, right? And I kept on hearing it. I ignored it. I left it. I parked it. But then I decided to pray and fast about it, because it really kept coming to me that, you know what? You need to kickstart your own thing. It was December 2012. I decided to pray and fast. And quite literally on the last day of my fast, a lady from church who I had no conversation about this at all with came up to me and said, "Look, you know what? I've been meaning to talk to you for some time. God wants you to do something that you have not yet done." And I was like, oh my gosh. And so the next day I had it in my notice. I have never been employed since then. So my point in sharing that with you is that, like, I had come from, I heard God clearly and I heard God. He told me to leave. He confirmed it and I left. Now, the first 6 months we were still in no man's land, not making much money at all, really broke, to be fair, if I'm completely blunt with you. But then he opened up the door and the opportunity came in the real estate space. And actually within 2 years, we were making 200,000 in revenue. And so it completely just transformed the game. So that's now taking us to what, 2014. And so 2015, 2016 was okay. And then it kind of dipped around the 2016 kind of play. That was just like, ugh. 2017, lots of things happened anyway, right? So all of that to say, the reason why I was really kind of like, I needed to hear from God again. I was like, God, I have not worked in a job since 2012. Like, what am I going to do? You called me out. What am I doing wrong? And I heard him say specifically, I want you to teach what you have learned so far on YouTube. And I was like, YouTube? Like that place where you got to have like millions of followers to make any money? Like, really? Like, I was just so baffled. I was like, Lord, like, please, like, no. I battled with it for a while, actually. And I was like, it's not my go-to, my comfort place. It really isn't. It's not something that I would just decide to do on my own. But I heard the voice, and there's something about me. If you have ever heard me speak, my scripture is John 10, verse 10. And the Bible says in part B that God has given us, Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And I believe that scripture with the core of my being, that we are to, as believers, live an abundant life. But I know that to live an abundant life, you have to follow God's will, and you've got to do it the way he wants you to do it. So I surrendered. I said, okay, God, you're saying this, let's do this. Okay. So you probably scroll to my YouTube channel and you'll see my first few videos, one about my agency, another about how to get clients, because I learned so much stuff back then. And so I started. And at that time, I'd never even thought about Instagram. I was on it, but I wasn't really on it. I was just kind of like, yeah, I have a profile, but I don't use it, what have you. But then to cut the long story short, I decided that, okay, when I started to do my research, I said, okay, I'm going to do these videos, but how am I going to get people to see it? So I said, let me go on Instagram. Went on to Instagram. And I was like, okay, let me kind of, you know, change up my profile and be a bit more, you know, intentional about this, not really know what I was doing. But anyway, I did give value. And what happened was, as a result of me doing that and giving value, people started to ask me questions. And from there, I started to teach and try to guide people that were getting results. And the rest is kind of history. And so I was able to mentor, teach, coach, whatever you want to call it, and help people to get results, get clients online because of the experience I'd had before. Now, why am I talking about YouTube? I'm talking about YouTube because I was on Instagram, got some clients there, but then I was led onto Facebook, right? So I kind of left Instagram, went onto Facebook more, built my Facebook group. If you haven't joined yet, then come and join Wealthy Kingdom Focused Women, Landing Dream Clients in Abundance. And I was more comfortable on Facebook. More of my ideal clients were on Facebook. So I decided to kind of jump over. I was really engaged on that platform more so. But what I'm saying is that whether it was on Instagram or whether it was on Facebook, people would come to my YouTube channel to binge watch and to learn things from the channel. And as a result of my direct engagement with them on those social platforms, that would lead into someone becoming a client. So the real thing in here is that I'm sharing that the reason why YouTube works, regardless of you having a huge following or not, you get a chance to showcase what you know. It's a place where your content sits online, and it can be found online, more importantly, as opposed to Instagram or Facebook, whereby, you know, it kind of takes the algorithm, takes you off course, unless someone's intentionally scrolling to kind of find you. But it's not like a search engine to find your content in the same way that YouTube is. But here's the thing. I stopped. This was 2019. So 2019, I began to start doing videos, and then started to get clients. I think 2020, I started to get some clients. Obviously, COVID hit. So I was like, oh, I'm already online. God had already positioned me online. No clue that COVID was going to come, obviously. And so I started to get clients, and that's really how my business began to grow. And so I stopped. I was like, okay, this coaching thing is great. And I neglected the YouTube completely for probably about a year and a half, or maybe even 2 years. I didn't do no videos on YouTube at all. What I was led to do, though, was Time and the Word Tuesday. So some of you that come regularly, that you might hear in my Facebook group. So I've been doing that now for the past, I want to say almost 3 years, since like at least 2.5 years. Every Tuesday, God told me, I want you to share my word. I want you to share it in your group. And I did it for a long time in my Facebook group. And then God gave me that conviction again, that I told you to go to YouTube. And so I kind of packed up shop from the group. So I'm still in the group, but God just told me, I want you to come back onto YouTube. And it's like God, I just want to pause here quickly, guys. Like, God is for our success. Like I'm telling you this story, and I'm just reliving it in my mind. And I'm like, you know what? God is for our success. Like, he knows that YouTube is a better platform for me to be found compared to my Facebook group at the time. There was a time and a place where my Facebook group is fine, but actually for what he wants me to do and the way he is leading me, he knew that it was my best interest to be on YouTube. Can you imagine if I stuck to it in 2019? Like, can you imagine? I was like, Lord, why didn't I just stay the course, right? But we do that, okay? And I believe there's grace. But I'm saying that to encourage you, especially if you're a believer in Christ and you're wondering about your purpose, you're wondering, what do I do? Like, God, how do I I navigate life and how do I make more money or how do I really do what I'm called to do or fulfilled to do? I'm telling you, just lean on your father. I always talk about leaning on the first voice. But for me, when I say God spoke to me, it was like literally just like an inner, still small voice in my spirit. Like it was just like, go onto YouTube. So he was always like saying to me at the time, you that you're criticizing people online, well, who is going to be the voice of truth? And I feel like God was saying to me, well, why don't you, we need more voices of truth online? And why don't you be that voice of truth? Why don't you fill that gap? All that to say that, you know what, God has a divine plan for everyone. And so what I do now, as I said to before earlier before, I'm training women, I'm coaching women, I'm teaching them how to get clients online, navigating the online space, using social media, using sales systems. So currently, you know, we build funnels and sales systems where we sell products online. So I sell products, I coach, I sell courses, right? So all of that together has been doing well. And a lot of that is done on autopilot because I believe that we have to make money in a smart way and not hustle our way to make money, as the Bible says. He said that we should not toil to create riches, right? All that to say that it has changed my life in so many ways. I just wanted to kind of give you the backdrop and the story on how it happened, or how I got here. For me, it's just the beginning. So in case you missed it, we have 900 or so subscribers. If you enjoyed listening to me so far, then I would love you to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell, because I share lots of content regarding kingdom wealth, regarding business growth, regarding how do we live an abundant life on purpose, for purpose, right? So I would encourage you to join me on that journey if you're interested, because I've just started. I feel like I've just started. And the thing is, since I moved from Facebook to YouTube, I was not intentional in growing the channel. I just did my time in the Word Tuesday and that was it. I was like, okay, yeah, I just didn't even think about getting really serious about growing it until now, right? So I feel like now is the time to kind of get a bit more serious in growing the channel. But what I'm saying to you is that I've had less than 1,000 subscribers since 2019. This is 2023, and I've made six figures online. So it's possible for you to make a good income without having a large following. I tell you why. I'm going to give you three things that it's helped me to do specifically that you can take away with you and help you in your own life. Number one, it has helped me to build my confidence in such a big, huge way. And as well, added to that, rely on God for that confidence. I tell you why, because when I first started, I was like, what are my family going to say? Like, people are going to see, my friends are going to see me. I'm going to look awkward. What if I say the wrong thing? I talk really fast. Are people going to understand what I say? All the mind chatter. And I was just like, you know what, Bookie? Like, if God has called you, he will sort it out, right? Moses had a stutter. So Bookie speaks fast. Oh, well, right? And so it has really helped me to build my confidence and not really care so much about what other people have to say or what they think. But really, my main goal is to just please God and to do what he's called me to do and fulfill my purpose online. As of today, like, I know that my time in the Word Tuesday, especially, and lots of my content has blessed so many people. And even if it's just a handful of people, those people are worth it. I don't have to have hundreds of thousands of people, but those few that God has put me in front of is enough for God to say, you know what? I've trusted you with these, for these people. I've seen what you've been able to do. And I'm going to continue to bless your work. And so the fulfillment I get personally, and this is the main thing why I say it's changed my life, because I am doing something. I'm doing work that I enjoy, that I love, that I get excited about, that I can't, like, I'm just so, like, I love my business so much. I love it. I love the women I serve. I love the people that I've been able to meet across the world. Like, I serve a lot of people who live in the other side of the world, in the US, in Australia, across the world. Like, I have clients all over the world, and it's just amazing. I would never have had that if I just kept safe in my 9-to-5 job and just kept on dealing with data every day. So really, it has built my confidence and it has given me such a joy that I'm so excited about the next phase of this business. I feel like I've just got started. So I really want to encourage you that, especially if God speaks to you, like, he's got you. I don't even know what to say, but he has got you. Like, God knows what's best for you. As long as you are, he's confirmed that word for you to do something that seems a little bit outside of the norm, then go for it. He will back you up. Okay. So confidence is one of the biggest things. The second thing is, what it does, it helps my audience to get to know me in my absence. So I do videos now consistently. I do 2 a week at least. And through all that, when I have sales calls now, people say to me, Bookie, I've been on your YouTube channel and I've been binge watching your YouTube channel, right? So they get to know me. So here's the thing. My favorite coach on the world right now, Myron Golden, he says that, you know, you have to indoctrinate to some degree before you can offer something to somebody. People have to know that you know something. And so you are I've used this platform to showcase what I know and to showcase, you know, my expertise. And those that have been in alignment with that and have seen it and really appreciated that and are on the same page with me have joined me on the journey and become clients of mine. So I would encourage you that you don't have to have a huge following. Doesn't matter how small it is, show up and show up for the few that you have. Here's one thing I really say about marketing. When I emulate Jesus's way of doing business, I say Jesus cared about the one. What do I mean? Jesus cared about the one, i.e. he wasn't so caught up in the big multitude. Like, we can learn that from Jesus, because, for example, if you look at the woman with the issue of blood, right? There were many people in the crowd, but this one woman stretched her hand to touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus was like, who touched me? He cared about the person who was so yearning for transformation. She was desperate for transformation. Her heart was seeking to be transformed and to be changed. And Jesus could feel that. And he stopped everything he was doing. I was like, who touched me? There's someone that needs my help. And so rather than be caught up with the multitude, he was concerned about the one who needed the help. And because of her faith and her desire, he transformed her life. And I feel like it's the same thing online. Like, you don't have to have so many people. There are a few people who are seeking deep transformation and are willing and able and happy to invest in your services. And those people get to get you, if you can be concerned about them and talk to them, and they will invest in whatever it is you have that will help them get to their next level. So it's such an awesome thing and an awesome platform to be on. I would really encourage you, if you are thinking about it, if you're not sure about it, I would definitely say consider coming onto this platform to grow your expertise and to let people be able to binge watch your expertise. And when they're ready, they'll come in and buy if they're supposed to, right? The third thing I would say is that I create content specifically for my ideal client. So when I was not intentional in growing this channel and I was focused on my clients, my Facebook group, which I still am, and my email list, I was focused on creating content that is helping them to succeed, right? So mainly coaches, mainly service providers, right? And so the content that I created on here was specific to their needs. That will help you to specialize and help you to focus. The one thing you have to realize is that obviously that may not grow your channel. So my channel did not see any growth because I was focused on that. Not that it can't grow, but it wasn't like my main priority. But as I have been growing and I'm now on another level of growth, I'm like, okay, let's see this, how this YouTube thing can go, right? And so I am being more intentional to reach a wider audience here on YouTube. So that has been my journey, and that's how it's changed my life. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. He knows what you need. He knows what you were designed and created to do and to thriving and to enjoy doing in your life. Most of my friends that see me right now, they're like, Bookie, I get it. You are, I could just, this fits. This makes sense for you. People that know me, they're like, okay, yeah, no, that's you all over. And I'm like, it makes me smile because I'm like, you know what? It really is me all over. This is a fit for me. This is what I was called to do. And so whatever you are called to do, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Go out in faith. Don't limit yourself, because there's such a wonderful world out there ready for you to explore, ready for you to have a piece of that pie, and ready for you to be a blessing to the people that need you. Okay. So that's it for today. I hope that has blessed somebody. I hope that you have enjoyed it, and I hope that it helps you for your own next level. All right. Take care, guys. I will see you in the next video. God bless.
Hey, friends. I hope you loved today's episode and have taken something practical away to apply today. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with somebody else who needs a breakthrough in this area? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you would take 30 seconds to leave a review for the show on Apple Podcasts. Lastly, come along and watch my free training where I'll teach you the exact systems I use online to land at least 3 high paying clients in 30 days or less. Watch right now at bookieekoa.com. I'll see you on the other side. God's blessings. Take care.